You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, indeed, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Well, listen, for the last couple of weeks, we've been doing this thing I call Meet the Candidates. There's an opportunity here for you to get to hear directly from folks who are running for office that you might not have had a chance to meet yet. And I want to encourage you, there are folks that are going to be on your ballot. It doesn't matter where you live in the state. Certain races are going to be on your ballot, one of which is the Alabama Supreme Court. So yesterday, you got a chance to hear from Deborah Jones, who is running as a Republican in the primary race for the Alabama State Senate. Her opposition in that primary is another longtime Republican, Greg Cook, who's coming on the show with us right now. Greg Cook has his Harvard Law degree. He worked on the same law journal as Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. He's been married for 33 years to his wife, Kimberly. He's an Air Force veteran. He's a deacon at his church, originally from Florence, now living down in Vestavia. I believe his wife serves in the city council there. And a longtime active Republican volunteer, most recently having served as the general counsel for the Alabama Republican Party. And I'm sure there's a lot more that I left out. But let me just go ahead and welcome on Greg Cook. Greg, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Phil, and honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. Well, listen, Greg, this is an opportunity for you just to introduce who you are. And I will say this. I think one of the interesting things about your bio is you call yourself boring and predictable. And so I want you to explain that a little bit, too.
Absolutely. I usually bring my wife along, Phil, to attest that I am, in fact, boring and predictable. But I think that's what judges need to be. And by boring, I mean I'm somebody that digs into the law. I'm somebody that's going to get the answer right. And one of the things I've done in my career, among many, is I've authored a 2,000-page book on the rules of civil procedure. That is, the rules that govern the courts. This is a book that I have to update every year, and it sells lots and lots of copies. On the other hand, it's a boring book, Phil, and it is very valuable, but it's something that our judges and our lawyers use as a reference tool. It's sort of like reading the dictionary. So I am a boring person. I'm also a predictable person. And this is important, too, because everyone is entitled to have a judge that's predictable. You should know what the law is before you come to court. The judge should never surprise you. That's really a fundamental part of democracy, is that you not be surprised by the court system.
Well, that's a fair point, and I certainly appreciate that. And I knew it was tongue-in-cheek when you said boring and predictable, although as a practicing attorney myself, I'm sitting here in what I call my studio looking at a copy of Thomson Reuters' Alabama Rules of Civil Procedure, and I'm thinking I need to get you to autograph it next time we get together then. That would be probably very, very good for my shelf to have that. But listen, you've got a long career in law, not the least of which has also been in terms of being the general counsel for the state party. So Republican politics are where you've been. And judges, generally speaking, are required by the judicial canons to remain apolitical, but they are allowed to run on a party platform. So talk to me about what makes you a Republican.
Well, I've been a Republican my entire life, Phil. And I'm one of those people that walk the walk, doesn't just talk the talk. For instance, like you said, I've been the general counsel for the party for many years. Before that, I've been a volunteer for the party doing work for them my entire career. For 30 years, I have run around this state dealing with election issues. I've tried election cases to set aside elections before. I have done the recount because in the primary, the party has to do the recount. So I've actually run the machines. I've been there on election day for the party. I've been the hotline for the party when there's something wrong and somebody from a particular polling place calls the Republic Party, they get me. So for years, I have run around the state dealing with election issues. As another example, I went to Florida for the Bush-Gore hanging Chad fight.
Oh yeah.
So I have been there and done that. I don't just talk about Republican politics. I actually go do something. And that's what I believe in. I believe that you have a moral obligation to go act out on your beliefs. And My wife thinks the same thing. So she went to Florida for the Trump campaign and went door to door with our mighty Alabama strike force that the Republican Party has. And then went to Georgia for those two Republican senators over there going door to door. So in my family, we don't just talk about things. We go do them because we live out our Republican values.
Well, and I appreciate that very much. And in terms of your, you know, experience, I mean, you're looking for a position on the highest court in the land. Now, you've not been a practicing judge. Am I correct? You've been a practicing attorney, but not a judge. Am I correct?
That's right. And I've handled cases that are small. I've handled cases that are big. I've handled cases in 40 or more of our counties. We have 67 counties in Alabama. I've handled cases across the country. I've had cases in 15 different states. I've tried jury trials. I tried bench trials. I've tried arbitrations. I tried cases before regulatory agencies. I've handled international bank fraud cases. I've handled class actions. I had a very, very wide variety of practice, and I've been doing this for 30 years. So I've been in the trenches fighting people for 30 years. I know the law, and I know the strategy. I've been there and done that, Phil.
Well, so talk to me then about your view on constitutional construction. I mean, with regards to whether or not the Constitution of both the state of Alabama and the United States Constitution are considered living and breathing documents, or whether they are to be construed in their black and white form. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think as a democratic value, we are entitled to know what the law is. And like I said, I'm boring and predictable. I believe the Constitution means what it says. And to be precise, it means what it says according to the way those words were understood at the time the Constitution was passed or a statute was passed. So this particular strain of judicial philosophy is known as the original public meaning doctrine. And by the original public meaning doctrine, it means you review the statute or you review the constitutional provision according to the way the words were understood at the time that provision was voted on. Those voters at the time that the legislators voted on something, or it's a constitutional provision, it's when that provision was adopted by the voters. It means what it means when they voted on it, not what it means later on, not if the words haven't changed meaning. You look at the words as they meant at the time the statute or the Constitution was passed.
Well, and that's exactly what we would hope to hear and really expect to hear from someone with your resume. But let me ask you this, Greg. With the we got about 3 minutes left. Now, granted, you're going to see cases and have to decide on the basis of the facts and the law before you. But that being said, are there niches within the law that you feel most passionate about? Are there things that you take with you from your own experiences where you almost sort of are chomping at the bit, hoping for the opportunity for a fight on that particular issue? Anything stand out to you in that regard?
Well, I had a lot of experience on the civil side, the side that deals with money. That's what most of the docket is for the Alabama Supreme Court. They only have about 10% that deals with criminal cases. So the civil cases where I have most of my experience, those are the cases where I think I can bring the most insight to the court. I will also say that I've had a lot of experience dealing with appeals. I have 41 reported cases where I was one of the appeals lawyers. I've argued in front of the Alabama Supreme Court. I've argued in front of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for the federal courts. I know how appeals work. And as you know, the Alabama Supreme Court is the place where the complicated cases go to be resolved. The close questions of law, you know, that's what they are there for. The easier questions can be resolved by the Court of Civil Appeals or the Court of Criminal Appeals. The Supreme Court's dealing with complicated, difficult, close questions of law. They're not trying cases. And so this is a lot of experience I have on the appeals level, and that's something I think I particularly bring to this race, Phil.
Well, and then lastly, I'll ask you this too, Greg. So right now, as we watch SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, we're wondering whether or not we're going to actually finally see the Roe decision, Roe v. Wade, overturned, and the opportunity for deliberations and legislation on abortion law go back to the states. And if that matter were to wind up being litigated and appealed up through state courts as opposed to back to the Supreme Court of the United States, how do you see your position on matters of pro-life?
Well, I am pro-life, Phil. But, of course, as a justice, my job is to apply the law, apply the Constitution that's in front of me. If the U.S. Supreme Court were to overrule Roe versus Wade, then I would be having to take their interpretation of the Constitution as a given. Then you would have the question of what the Alabama Constitution meant, and I can't comment on how I would construe that case because it would cause me to recuse myself. I will tell you my personal view is that I've always been pro-life, and I'm have a deep Christian faith. I'm a deacon at Dawson Baptist and been teaching youth Sunday school since 1994 there. So you can take that as my basic moral framework, which is what I would comment the case with.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Greg, you're not boring and predictable on the radio, I'll tell you that. But thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate you. And we got, 49 days, I think, until the primary race. So the best of luck to you, my friend. And we hope to have you on the radio again sometime soon.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. You too. All right, folks, you have now heard from both of the Republican candidates for Supreme Court in the state of Alabama. You're going to want to know these folks. I mean, yesterday you heard from Deborah Jones. If you missed that interview, you can go to rightsideradio.org. It's a podcast version now. We'll also have Greg Cook's interview up there by tonight, so you can pull that one down and compare the two and their answers. But I think what you need to do, though, is just make the decision for yourself. You've got to look. You've got two conservative candidates, both vying for the same position. Only one's going to be there at the end. It's going to be your vote that matters. Which one do you like? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.